Now, it's 7 minutes to nine. It's Friday. It means it's time for the feature that we call Sci-Fi Friday. See what we did? Science Fridays. It's a chance to just celebrate and just open some doors on some of the institutions, the great institutions that Merseyside has to offer from the world of science. And it's basically a chance to just marvel and learn something new. Today, let me introduce senior researcher at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, Hannah McCauley. She's a trained nurse, she's a midwife, and she's with us this morning. Morning to you.
Hi there. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. Hope you are too. We think of the School of Tropical Medicine, we think malaria and jabs, and that's it. There's so much more, though, isn't there?
Absolutely. So within the Centre for Maternal and Newborn Health where I work, we work in implementation research to improve care for women across, as you say, the tropics. So in low and middle income countries in sub-Saharan Africa and Southeast Asia, because we would say that that's a neglected area of health where there hasn't been as much research, as much money put into so that we can actually improve the care and health for women in those areas, because there's such an inequity in health across those areas.
And of course, there's always a risk, isn't there, with childbirth. But when we go into hospital, you know, we know that we're going to be looked after. There's always an element, there's always a little scary part. But in other countries and different parts of the world,
yeah.
I mean, this is a huge risk in some cases.
Absolutely.
It?
So 80% of women will have no complications throughout pregnancy and everything will go well with them. And for a midwife, that's something that I really love, to look after women and ensure that everything's okay. But unfortunately, across the world today, 830 women will die because of complications around pregnancy. And whenever we did some research in the centre, some of my colleagues did that, not only those women who die, but there are also 20 women. For each one of those women who die, he will suffer complications of childbirth as well, so will suffer comorbidities. So it's a massive number of women who are not just surviving pregnancy, but are not able to thrive after pregnancy. And our work is all around improving the quality of care for those women and trying to create implementation research and look at ways that we can improve the care to ensure women survive childbirth and thrive afterwards, and so that them and their babies can have better lives really afterwards.
So thrive afterwards, that's really
it.
Important, isn't it? Because we just come to expect, you know, the prenatal, postnatal, the aftercare, all of that, you know, it kind of just comes with the whole package, and we just expect it here, don't we? We're very lucky in this country.
Definitely. The NHS here is fantastic, and especially in Liverpool, you've got wonderful healthcare facilities here in hospitals, and the amount of midwives that are working really hard with obstetricians to improve care in this area. And there are vulnerable groups as well who need special care, but definitely in countries in sub-Saharan Africa and Southeast Asia, women often don't go to healthcare facilities at all. 40% of them will give birth at home without skilled birth attendants. So and we're trying to improve the care that women get whenever they go to the healthcare facility. So we're trying to encourage women to go for care with a midwife or with a skilled birth attendant in these countries. But often whenever they go there, the quality of care that they get actually is not good enough to ensure that they will survive childbirth or that they will be able to look after their baby well afterwards. They'll have lots of comorbidities. And something we're looking at is trying to integrate care of HIV, TB, tuberculosis and malaria, so screening women for that care, because antenatal care may be the first time that the woman accesses any type of health care within that setting.
So you're pretty much left to get, you're going to have a baby, well done.
Absolutely.
You, just get on with
get
it
on
and,
with
and
it.
We'll come and we may see you again or we may not. I mean, that's scary
it's
stuff.
It's true. So we're really trying to create good links with our colleagues in the countries where we work in to improve the integration of that care. So if a woman comes, it's not just about her physical health, looking at the social aspects of health, looking at her mental health as well, having a one-stop shop where we can encompass all those areas of care and ensure that she gets a holistic experience during her pregnancy, tackle those areas whenever she's given birth where she can have complications for herself and her baby, and then postnatally create the relationship with the woman where she will come back again for care for her baby, but also whenever she gets pregnant again, she'll come back and get the care that she needs in subsequent pregnancies as well.
What's it like for you emotionally as well? Because this is your job, this is your profession, but this is a new human being. This is a new life, you know. And you're there and mum's looking at you for reassurance and you're holding hands and, you know, you're helping with the whole thing. Emotionally, what's it like for you?
So as a midwife, it's a life-affirming and wonderful experience to be there during the birth of a baby. And it really is something that I'm honoured to be a part of. Mm-hmm. Whenever I travel to other countries, and I worked in Uganda for 2.5 years, I find it quite difficult to look at those inequities of health and begin to realise, why is this a situation? So I find that quite difficult to come to terms with.
Yeah.
And so I decided I would advocate, and I wanted to work in this area because we need to ensure that whenever mothers do get pregnant, that they have a live baby at the end of that. For that mother, that's all of her hopes. As soon as she's pregnant, she thinks about the baby. She thinks about its future, its life within her family itself. So as a midwife, I feel really strongly that it's my duty to care for these mothers and to advocate for better care for them globally and also locally as well.
Is it getting better?
It certainly is getting better. The rates are improving significantly. So for the Sustainable Development Goals, which is the countdown to 2030, whenever we want to improve those cares and those rates are going to be counted, there are significant improvement and there have been lots of strides to improve the care for mothers. But unfortunately, there are still not enough midwives in 72 of those countries across sub-Saharan Africa and Southeast Asia. So even though we're making strides, we need to have more midwives, we need to train more midwives, and we need to continue to advocate. Whenever I think about Greta Thunberg and the climate change and all of the work she did about advocacy and talking about it, the more we talk about it, the more we can improve that care and really tell people how important it is. So we thank you for having me on today.
Well, you've certainly done that this morning. Where do I sign up? Yeah, you've certainly sold
just
it
come
to
up,
me.
Come up the road. And before I go, I just want to say, especially in Liverpool and especially the week that we've had, that if you're a pregnant woman and you're going through the journey of pregnancy, or anybody who is involved in the healthcare, we had International Day of the Woman, Midwife, on Sunday. We've got International Day of the Nurse this Sunday. So in your journey, you'll never walk alone because you'll have a midwife or a nurse with you during that journey.
Good to meet you. Give our best to everybody up at your place.
Thank
Anna
you
McCauley.
So much. Thank you.